that means that you should move into the second hand market. However, the second hand market don't usually give you cutting-edge technology. This thing has to go for keyboards that nobody's interested in.
I'm gonna go to the hospital. in 1990. Let's fire up the fucking door. This reason of a man is dedicated to the now almost forgotten melody, Norwegian duo Psycho Mafia. business. They had the gold fever. I think it's called a fascination for gold. When you touch shiny gold, they say they feel a certain warmth. I'm not sure I feel the same dealing with gold. You don't know if there's something missing, or if that represents some sort of beauty. But I do not feel it. But I have no idea. I'm not so attracted to gold, I think. But I think metals in general are very interesting. And working with gold, it's an amazing material in many ways. I've had so much joy in building it. So much joy in the sound. So much joy.
Thank you.
So in, when you heat gold, it melts rather. I mean, you cannot, well, when you heat it up, it melts rather quickly. So when you work with it, you need to heat it up quite a few times. Because, well, the thing with silver, you heat up the silver, and then when you start to work with it, bend the silver, and you work with the silver, and you work on materials, carve things into it, etc., 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 it becomes rather hot. Then you have to heat it up again. Then it becomes soft, and then you can work with it, and then you start to work with it, and it becomes hot. And that's how it works in metals, and precious metals, gold, just, when you do that with gold, it melts so fast. Amazing, you have to, not only chemicals you have to use when you want to, and the electricity, etc., when you want to, silver plate gold, or gold plate silver, whatever, it's the action back then. even more about Arlington right now, and that is the fact that, hold on, something's between the trees. This time it's not out. So, what you have been listening to for the last, it's well over an hour, is Tilbage til Havet, eller Tilbake til Havet, and it was recorded between 1989 and 1992, maybe 1993. All the content here, a lot of it have never been released before. This is the last time I can play the tapes, as I've already said. In the mix, I was very low in the mix, you might not have heard, but this is the last time I could play the tapes, they literally have dissolved now, and so this is the last run of these tapes, and if you by any chance fancy finding out what was, I'm speaking low because there's a lady running around between the trees, usually there's nobody in here,
but there's somebody going around between the trees and singing, and I think that's very good. However, I don't know exactly. Well, she's coming this way. Anyway, this music was recorded on a reel-to-reel 8-track, and it's basically only 8 tracks. Can you hear somebody in the background? Somebody have found the hole in the gate, maybe. Somebody talking. So I'm not alone. I'm hiding. Nah, back to this tape. Back to these tapes. They were recorded on a reel-to-reel 8 tracks, and as you can see on Snapdak Garuns, and I'll just have to find my little note, hold on, because I placed it in my pocket, I'm getting old. Sorry, I'm a little unaware right now, because I'm not so focused, because... Awful. Yeah, I mean, usually I'm alone in here at the graveyard, but somebody's in here as well, but anyway... If you take a look at... Oh, I can't find my note. And it's very... Yeah, it's very dark. Tonight. Which is good. I have so many notes, and usually I never read them. But right now I need to read them. And that's why it's... Probably why it's not here. Oh, here we are. So then, I need to take a look at this. Yeah, if you take a look at Snapdak Garuns 2953. Snapdak Garuns 2953. You can see something interesting. And what you can see is that it's the original schemes of what was on each track. So if you rewind, or if you run this audio recording again, then you can actually follow a lot of the music. And that's rather interesting. You can see my old handwriting from when I was a child, when I was probably around 12. And it's interesting, you can see somewhere it says Muha. And that's because I wanted to write Munhabe. But I was so afraid because I was word blind. So I was so afraid that somebody should find out. And therefore I am... Is that a guarding dog? I think somebody's guarding this graveyard. Did you hear that? Nah. Maybe it was only me. Anyway, if you take a look at these games, it's rather interesting. You can see there's only 8 tracks in use constantly, and the content of the tracks changes. Various things appear in various places. But it's interesting because it's almost like riding a bike. You cannot change the tracks. You can only sit behind the mixer and mix the tracks and steer them somehow. It's like steering. I think it's like steering a bike through the streets of Stockholm. Certain things you cannot. You cannot move a wall and you cannot move people on the streets, but you can steer through them. And the art in there. In mixing dreamy synthesizer music is by keeping this tracks floating constantly. And I think I did a rather good job, so I hope I hope I made the flow. The keyboard is like Kommunal Home Computer 2, and the keyboards it's the steadiness that it moves through the streets of Stockholm, and I'm just the rider I have to take care of the trip from A to B. That sounded terrible. I knew it sounded terrible. I just thought it would be fun to say. I'm sorry. I'm like that. Anyway, I've been blabbing too long. This audio reply will end here.